The histogram is in its own separate palette. This is brand new in Photoshop CS. To see it, come right up here to Window and come down here to Histogram. Check this out. As we make changes to the image, the histogram will update automatically. But we also have some really cool options on the histogram. Come right over here on the top right and click on this little arrow. We actually have an expanded view. Look at this. And we can actually view all the channels in the image by checking this right here. Look at that. And this is totally awesome. I could just go over here and go up to Image, come down here to Adjustments, and select Levels. And then as I make changes to the Levels command, look at that. It changes all the histograms in real time. What else is really cool, though, look at this. I'll make changes to the levels right here, but look, if you look over in the histogram, it'll show the before and after result. Look at that. So you can see the darker areas, the darker colored areas, is what I currently have the histogram set at. But look in the background, you can see the lighter area. This is what it was before. So if I ever wanted to go back and match that to the way the image was originally, I can do that. So that's really cool. And we can reach the options on the histogram while we have the levels open. I can come right over here and click in the top right corner. I can come down here and uncheck Show Statistics and look at that. Or I can just go back to Compact View. Look at that. While I still have the levels view open. And this also works if I'm using curves. I can come up here to Image, Adjustments, and select Curves. And as I make changes to the curves, I can see update in the histogram. This is totally awesome. So try using the histogram palette in Photoshop. You can see the color levels, the bright levels, the highlight levels, the midtones, the shadow levels of the image, all in real time. You gotta love it. We'll see you on the next video.